Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Well, here in the U.S., one chamber of Congress, the House, has given a go-ahead for a 9/11-style commission to investigate the January 6th insurrection at the Capitol. The top Republicans in the Senate have already said they are not interested. 35 Republicans joined House Democrats yesterday to approve the commission, but Mitch McConnell, the party's leader in the Senate, said he thinks the commission is unnecessary. So what's next? NPR's Claudia Grisales has been following this. Hi, Claudia.
Hi there.
So 175 House Republicans voted against forming the commission, but 35 voted with every Democrat. So does anything surprise you?
I do think that was a larger number than we expected when the negotiations were ongoing. They really dragged out for several weeks. It was unclear if a deal could be reached with any Republicans. Leaders in the House had appointed their top members on the House Homeland Security Committee to negotiate on this deal. And one of those key players was New York Congressman John Katko. And he was the first name out of the gate in terms of reaching this deal. And then we, of course, had heard of Congresswoman Liz Cheney, who had supported the commission after she had been ousted from her leadership role. She said it should focus on January 6th. And this was kind of the dividing line for other Republicans. Mm-hmm. But the floodgates opened, if you will, when we saw the 35 compared to what we expected. Not a lot of members had expressed that they would support it. They had really held close to their vest what they were going to do. This includes Rodney Davis of Illinois. He is the top Republican on one of these committees that oversees Capitol Police. He's been a big critic of Democrats and how they've responded to the insurrection. And we saw other members like Davis who focus on law enforcement issues, who wanted to make a stand here and say they wanted to support this idea of a commission, like Brian Fitzpatrick of Pennsylvania. So it was surprising to see, even though it's a small share, to see even 35 vote with Democrats for this.
Well to underscore what you're saying, only 10 House Republicans voted with Democrats for former President Trump's second impeachment. That was over his role in that insurrection. So compared to 35 now, do you think this reflects at all on former President Trump's hold over the GOP?
It may not. For example, Cheney was one of those members who voted for the impeachment, and we saw her ousted from her role as the number three House Republican for speaking out against Trump again and again after that vote, and more recently on this commission proposal. So in some ways, we expected those members, of course, to join in. But this issue does fall on law enforcement. This is a topic that is very near and dear to Republicans. And so in this case, it is a bit expected, if you will, for some of these additional Republicans to break away. Whether this signals that Trump's influence over the party is waning, that is hard to say. We are seeing more members speak out, as we mentioned with Cheney and others, against Trump. But it remains to be seen, perhaps on some other issues, on whether they'll break away again from the president. Former president.
Well, now the measure moves to the Senate, where Mitch McConnell has said he doesn't support it. Remind us, how many Republican votes do Democrats need, and what are the chances?
Yes, evenly divided chamber. So 50 Democrats will need 10 Republicans to step forward and vote for it. And yes, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said he is bringing it to the floor regardless. He has started that legislative process to do that. But it remains to be seen if Democrats can get those 10 Republicans. With McConnell already saying he was opposed, this may tilt things against the commission in terms of getting through that Senate floor.
Yeah, we only have about a minute and a half. But if this commission, releases its findings, they could be during an election year. If the Senate torpedoes the commission idea, Democrats could campaign calling it a cover-up for Trump. And if this commission is approved, Democrats have said they could subpoena Republican Representative Kevin McCarthy to testify about a phone call he had with then-President Trump while the insurrection was unfolding. So what's at stake here for McCarthy, for Republicans?
Oh, there is a lot at stake. We have heard moderate Republicans such as Susan Collins of Maine in the Senate say, you know what, if we're going to do this commission, let's get it done this year, get it out of the way, create kind of that space before the election year. And that is what the commission sets out to do, to have its report due by year end. That all said, there are a lot of concerns here with McCarthy potentially facing, if this commission goes through, some sort of call to testify, if not a subpoena. And members of his own party have conceded to this. So there is some risk there.
And that's a call that he made to then-President Trump while the insurrection was going on. There's been anecdotal discussion of what that report was about, but what that call was about, but he may be asked to speak under oath about it.
Right.
NPR congressional reporter Claudia Grisales, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.